This is Sherry Quinn with KZYX News. The extreme weather shelter in Fort Bragg is keeping its doors open for another month and a half. The Mendocino Coast Hospitality Center, a year-round shelter and homeless services center, announced on February 24 they were closing the extreme shelter within days if they did not receive more funding. It feeds and houses up to 25 people every night when it's cold or rainy outside. The Hospitality Center, which manages the Extreme Shelter, received an anonymous donation this week of $10,000 to keep it open. That is most of the funds needed to operate through the scheduled season that ends April 16, 2017. Any additional funding will be used for the next emergency shelter season, which starts in November. Inland, there is no longer a year-round homeless shelter, and the temporary one in Ukiah is scheduled to close sometime in April. It sleeps up to 44, and most nights some get turned away because it is full to capacity, and they are left to sleep outside. Today, part two of our KZYX News weekly series, Hearing from the Homeless. Last Friday, we heard from a group of homeless individuals struggling to find a place in the city where they could stay dry and sleep for the night without getting ticketed by police for illegal camping. We met Tanya, known on the streets as Mom. She was ticketed for illegal camping while trying to stay warm and dry under an awning at the Social Security building.
I'm trying to better myself, keep my head straight. Trying to keep an eye on these people that don't have nobody to help them.
Tanya and her husband, TJ, are known as leaders among a group of about 20 homeless individuals who look after one another and take care of some of the disabled people on the street. After being kicked out of many areas around town and told to stay out of sight, they settled in a slightly more secluded spot in the heart of Ukiah. When some of them moved under the overhang of a nearby building to stay dry during a rainstorm, a police officer showed up, and Sue, who we also met last week, received an illegal camping ticket, and her disabled husband, Randolph, was given a warning.
I don't know where to go to sleep. You try to better yourself, and they just kick you when you're down. I shouldn't even have a camping ticket. I have a home to go to. I had a home to go to. We're working on it.
Yeah.
That's all we can do is work on it and pray. We pitch in on food and stuff. Yeah, so we just help each other out, stick together, safety in numbers.
Yep.
You know, I don't want nothing to happen to him.
But I haven't slept all day.
Usually
I sleep after dialysis.
Randolph receives kidney dialysis treatments 3 times a week and needs a lot of sleep afterwards. He said he was vice chairman of a travel agency in Hopland several years ago when he suffered a stroke, and as a result, sometimes has trouble remembering things and relies on his computer a lot for help. They're both new to the street. Sue said they were illegally evicted from their apartment in January. Randolph said he was eligible for a bed at the shelter, but his wife was not.
But we want to stay together. We don't want to be separated.
Yeah.
So we'd rather be out here. Buddy Eller started that shelter over there, and they turned it into a drug rehab. He'd be turning over his grave right now because of what is going on right now. This should not be happening. Whatsoever.
You can drive my friend.
Tanya said Buddy Eller was a beloved member of the community. The Buddy Eller Homeless Shelter opened in Ukiah in 2003 and helped thousands of unhoused people over the years. The 64-bed facility closed in 2014 due to insufficient funding and inadequate resources. The temporary shelter is the only replacement right now, and it is not enough. While reporter Jason Marash and I were talking to Tanya, Sue, and Randolph this past Saturday at their new makeshift camp, a woman named Butterfly and her husband showed up with their shopping cart full of blankets and other belongings, asking if they could stay with them for the night. They said they heard it was a safe and supportive group. They were swiftly welcomed and set up a small 2-person tent that a homeless man had given them. They recently arrived in Ukiah from Lake County, where they worked odd jobs to make ends meet, but it was not enough. Now they are here doing whatever it takes. Butterfly crochets hats and sells them for 25 cents.
My first night here when we slept at Walmart, I cried the whole night. It was very scary because you just don't know who you can trust and who you can't. And, you know, it was really just a very iffy thing. And just a lot of bad things you see, you know, but there are good things too. And I didn't want to be around the drugs, and it was very hard for me, but we made it through.
And how are you feeling? Your husband said you're sick?
I just went into remission from breast cancer, plus I had throat cancer a year ago. It's been about 3 weeks since my last chemo, and I'm hanging in there. It's hard to walk around, but we make it. This group of people, I think, can help, and they seem to know where we need to go. And so,
did you try the shelter at all?
We did. We were put on a waiting list. Also, we're separated, and my husband isn't willing to be separated, so he's my rock.
With tears streaming down her face, she explained she is originally from Wyoming, and this unexpected experience is sometimes scary and sad.
We've had people, when they walk by with their kids, pull their kids in tight and, you know, walk on the other side. And it's kind of heartbreaking, you know. It's just that people look at us like we're nothing, and they don't know. You shouldn't judge something. Just because we're like this doesn't mean we're nothing. Everybody's something. Yeah.
Next week, more from the homeless, and we also hear from homeless advocate and defense attorney Patrick Kingsley. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.
The homeless population are still people. Just because we'd rather not see them doesn't mean they're not there. Doesn't mean they would not rather have somebody say hello to them instead of look the other way. And I think that their rights are being trampled on and no one's standing up for them.